listening to Jay and Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend.
Hey, yo, it's the Gin Talk Podcast with your boy Mike J. I got Trav, I got Marissa, Drew, and Shell not with us right now. And we're back. A little hiatus, we had to take a break, summertime. So,
it's the summertime.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Summertime. But yeah, we're back. And today we're back. And today we're talking about what are you saving for marriage and what you're not going to do in a relationship. And we're also going to talk about is social media the only way you can show love to your significant other. So we're going to start off with you're going to save. Basically, what are you not going to do in a relationship that you're saving for marriage? So what are y'all guys saving for marriage?
No major purchases.
Yep.
Major purchases.
They're buying a house, buying a car.
And since all of us are going to have kids, I think we can all agree on that one.
Baby.
We're too old to be baby moms and baby dads.
I ain't going to do my baby.
I ain't having kids unless I get married and my husband doesn't have any. Or like unless he only got one and he want another one. But yeah, maybe the kid thing, but I'm really cool on it. I really want a partner that already got kids that don't want no more, or somebody that doesn't have any and don't want that. Cause I really don't want no kids.
Why you say well, I ain't gonna get off topic. I just wanna know why.
Why I don't want the kids?
Yeah.
Kids are like a major responsibility. A lot of stuff in life is responsibility, but I just don't want that responsibility. Like, I like kids, I love kids, but having one that I gotta be fully responsible for, that's a lot. Your whole life is gonna revolve around that child.
That's true.
You can't see it. And the cost of living is expensive as fuck doing it like by yourself. And you never know what may happen. Like, the data might be present in so long, and then it's saying no, might end up being a single parent. And I don't want that either. And this is gonna be hard. I don't want to put my consequences. I don't want my child to have to suffer for my choices. So, I'm cool on it.
That's true.
See on it, yeah.
Because that's why a lot of people want to have like a marriage and have kids. I mean, either way, you have a. If you not married and you have a baby, most of the time the dudes be like, I'm not ready and all that. And then, like you said, they'll walk out. And then the shit's more, you know,
you're married. It's harder to walk away if you married and had a kid because you just can't walk away from marriage without.
You can. you can leave and still be legally married, but not with the person.
Yeah.
So getting pregnant is like that chance of still being a single parent, whether you married or not, because people wake up every day and feel different.
Yeah, and say, fuck it, yo, you right.
True, they do that, but it's going to cost you.
Yeah, alimony. Two times.
Yep, alimony. It's going to cost you. You're going to be like, damn, it's cheaper to keep it. That's how some niggas think, too.
Yeah, especially now, shit. Everybody needs help now, so shit. Well, stick it out.
That's why everybody be having the open relationship. Like, look, go do your thing, I do my thing, but we're just going to do it for the kids. And some people really do that shit.
Yeah.
And that whole traditional one wedding shit and all that shit, I think that's about to go out the window. You're going to have a few traditional stuff, but about 10 years down the line, because you can really see the world is really changing. It ain't the same no more.
Not me. I ain't doing nothing. Fuck that.
No, I'm just saying, some people going to keep it traditional. You're going to have some people going to be out there having open relationships, and you know, but the kids don't know. You know what I'm saying? You know, you bring your auntie around, but they ain't really your auntie. Your play.
Man, nah, they're doing too much. Keep that shit separate. They're doing that too much.
I mean, sorry, man. You know how they do it in Atlanta.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but shit. That too much.
Nah, I can't do that shit. But I mean, like, yeah, a baby, but also like, if you not marrying, you out there, like you're saying, buying a house, that's a, you know what I'm saying, big purchases like a house and car, and then shit goes sour. The next thing you know, you're going to be looking like Boo Foo the Fool with the car and the house and all that shit. Now, y'all trying to figure out, okay, who going to do the payments, who going to do all this shit, and then you in some more shit. And going to fuck up some people's credit.
Yeah. Now, it really can, like, shit like that as dating, that shit could make you, can ruin you financially.
Yeah.
Then, like you said, mess your credit up. And then that shit gonna set you back. So, and then y'all just break up. Like, how the hell the house gonna split? Because there's no legal bind between y'all two. So, that shit like that, yeah, that don't make no sense.
Well, can't you, like, could you, like, get something, like, signing paper or some shit like that?
Nah, you can't say no work.
What most of the time, what would happen is, like, if me and somebody buy a house together, I think the way it works, and let's just say we go our separate ways, for me to come off the mortgage, they would probably have to refinance it in their name by themselves.
This ain't gonna be you. Exactly.
Or we just gonna have to sell the house and, you know, we split the profit that we make.
That's a
or if you can, or if you, unless you two people that can just like be like, shit, you just stay there and you keep paying the mortgage and you trust it, then that's the only other way. But even like with divorce, the thing is like you can say when you doing going through the proceedings, like he can get the house or she can get the house, but if y'all can't decide on it, you still might have to sell it.
Yeah, still, yeah.
Or it still may be like the other person might have to get it refinanced to just get it in their names alone. So it's still kind of the same, but I just wouldn't want to buy a house with somebody.
Yeah. Because that shit is like, at least divorce take time to get out of. But you do that shit with somebody you're in a relationship with, them motherfuckers they leave state and have no legal bind to you. So you stuck with this shit by yourself for real.
Fucked up. It's either, it really rolling the dice, because either way, you married, you get fucked over, it's going to take a long time, it's going to cost you more, or you can be all financially fucked up if you're not married, because motherfucker just dip on your ass and all that shit. This shit is like, that's why a lot of people don't want to be in relationships. That's why people out here really just saying they just
that's dating.
Going around.
Yeah. But my next thing is too, like, what if you do that and you single when y'all in a relationship, and God forbid a person die in an accident, some shit like that, then what?
That is. Yeah, and you got to really think about that shit, too, because anything can happen.
Yeah.
Or they become disabled.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is true. You got to think about that, and that's the thing. If you really love this person, you got to really think about it. When you get with somebody, you're going to, like, if X, Y, and Z happen to them, I'm still going to be with them. If they get disabled, if God forbid they get a stroke and now I have to take care of them, I have to watch them, you're going to have to be like, hey, I'm going to have to do this. I'm gonna have to be with this person. That's what they said, through thick and thin. And some people ain't ready for that. They don't even really think about that. Just think about the wedding and the pictures and the clout and the baby pictures and all that shit, the honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
So motherfuckers don't take that shit into account.
But most of you, you don't both make major decisions anyway. And to really, like, man, you when like shit like that for major purchases and stuff like that, man. You should wait anyway, because like you do, because y'all don't think doing a whole bunch of marriage shit takes away from the actual marriage.
But you know, I already asked one time, like when you do everything that you're, I thought we talked about if you do everything that you're supposed to do in the marriage while you're in a relationship, what's the point of getting married?
Yeah.
If you want to get married, but table. Like, so, yeah, because sometimes people don't want to get married. You know, they're good with whatever understanding they got with somebody. But if it's somebody that want to get married, like Michael, you want to get married. Like,
yeah,
I think this conversation is good for you too. What is it that you haven't done in your relationship that you'll be able to do in the marriage? Y'all already live together. Done. What, the big purchases and the kids?
Yeah, the kids. We gotta get married. We can't even have no kids right now. I want to get in a nice financial place, because you get a kid, that shit $20,000 added on to all that shit, and we in this apartment. Gee,
that
and
shit
all
about 40. That shit about 40. Probably. Now you got double it because of the inflation. Because,
like, she got baby fever, and we already had this conversation. I ain't trying to have no baby right now. As much as I want to be a father, not right now. Mm-mm. Not right now.
I'm being in the waiting room. You know, you come out of the waiting room and say, you know, like, I'm into side. I'll be like, no, you done fucked up, right?
Right. You know what I'm gonna do? Hey, look. Hey, it's gonna be smoking cigarettes. Like, this nigga smoke.
Yeah, I just be like, man, he smoked a whole cool car and got to have a 10 minutes.
You'll scratch like here.
I'm not ready. Nah, please. But at the same time, I mean, I don't want to have a kid. I don't want to, like, get a house, like, get a mortgage. We got to get married before I do all that. And sometimes, and y'all may say, I even told about that. We got to wait on a wedding. If you want the wedding that you really want, we really just, like, if we're going to be together, we can go to the court, get married, be official, and then save up to get a wedding instead of, like, you know, boom, all right.
Propose. Yeah,
get a wedding. Go. You know what I'm saying? Go get legit if you're really with me, and let's save and build up so you got a wedding that you want to. And it's possible.
That's smart thinking, Michael. I'm proud of you. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
I've been saying
it. I ain't heard you say it before, but yeah, no, you can't, I don't understand why people going in debt for a wedding if you ain't got a house. You're going to spend $50,000 on a house, man, on a wedding, but you could put that toward house stuff.
Bro, them weddings are like $30,000 and all that shit. So, ain't no way you gonna be like, hell no. Nah. And I'm going back to school and all that shit. So let me go back to school. Let's get all this shit figured out. Let's get you straight. Let's go ahead and get you back to school and all that stuff. And once we do all that, hey, it is what it is. Because if you really say you love somebody, you're gonna ride with them. You're gonna ride with them. So, hey, it is what it is. But that's why you got to make boundaries. But a lot of people just want to. And here's the thing. And let me shut the fuck before I go. But here's the thing about men. Some men go through that whole narrative like happy wife, happy life. Meaning, whatever to make the wife happy. Sometimes you just got to lead and be like, hey, let's do this so we can be good in the future. Because it's all in good. I want you to be happy, but at the same time, I want this shit to last.
When you get married, you supposed to be, that's the point of building a marriage for the longevity, not for the moment. To me, I think relationships are really for the moment and not necessarily for the longevity.
Yeah.
So that's why I say you should wait. You can't start building a relationship and expect the longevity.
Yeah.
And then wants to get married. Like, because by the time, like,
I think it just depends on if that's what you want. Like,
yeah, what you want. Like,
I always say, be with, like, who likes you and be with somebody that's like-minded. Like, if you know you want to get married and you're with a person that doesn't want to get married or already been married and don't want to be married again, what you doing with them? But if you got a person, like, you know you don't want to get married, your person doesn't want to get married, and y'all are good with just having a long-term relationship, and you know y'all go ahead and do the legal stuff, and you know, life insurance policies, power of attorney, and all of that stuff, then I mean, you good.
Go ahead and get shacked up, basically.
Yeah, but that's when if you want to do, like, you know what I'm saying? You, because and with it's all boiled down to, you gotta do what you want, you gotta do what's best for you. But if you like, now it's the goal for marriage, you can't start building. I'm not necessarily gonna say that, but you can't, you know what I'm saying? How, like, you, like, what the motherfuckers say, you got, like, why buy the cow when I'm getting the milk free?
Yeah, but see, I get what you're saying. I watch Love & Hip Hop, but Yandy, the girl that from New York that's on Atlanta now, she used to be Jim Jones' manager when First Love & Hip Hop came out. Her and her husband aren't legally married, or unless they done got legally married, but they weren't legally married because of the legal shit that he had going on. And she said she didn't want none of that coming back on her, but they had a wedding and all of that stuff because it came out on the show that they weren't legally married. But she said she didn't want what was going on with him with his criminal shit or whatever he had going on to affect her money and stuff like that too. You know, you got kids and all of that. So, but they've been long term.
Yeah.
So I guess it just depends on the people.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends on the people. Yeah.
I mean, you just got to find, you know what I'm saying, your person.
Yeah. But
it all depends, people. Just do that and don't look at celebrities and shit. That shit is a different echelon. Focus on what you got.
Yeah, if y'all locked in on some shit like y'all don't need a title here. Go and do your shit. But if you desire a title or a marital end goal, certain shit don't do. Now, it's some more shit I want to add to it besides like the big purchasing kids. I want to add like getting like tattoos and goddamn shit like that and sharing bank accounts and shit like that. Yeah.
Or opening a business together.
Yeah, or starting a business. Yeah, shit like that too.
Yeah.
That business shit is some deep shit.
Yeah.
Because you is mixing business with pleasure.
That
shit goes south. And then you got to go see your coworker. You get divorced and shit.
Yeah, you're going to take a loss on both ends.
Yeah. That shit crazy. You gotta really think. Hey, and that's the thing. Some people can switch up. You don't know what goes through people's minds. A lot of people do switch up. It probably be some shit you did. It's probably something they going through. But you just gotta be You gotta be ready when shit hits the fan and shit. So, but a lot of people are scared. That's why everybody pump faking.
Yeah.
So keep pump faking. You ain't gonna shoot your shot.
Yeah, man. I think, but like, if so I'm gonna ask this, like, doing a lot of relationship shit, does that like take downplay marriage? Like, it water down marriage? If you think people like say they doing, like, we see people doing a lot of marriage shit in relationship, like, so you think that kills the value of marriage?
Meaning,
like, they want to get married, but they still like they damn near doing everything married people do.
What is everything married people do?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like buying, like the stuff we just buying
houses, having kids, goddamn, traveling, like stuff. You see married people that's doing like all this, like they married, like might well say they common law married, staying together and all that stuff. Just being like moving as a unit.
I think with some people, there's like, they feel like, what's the point? Like, we already got the baby. We already live together. We already done did this and we done did that. What's gonna change?
Yeah.
Other than the last name and spending the money for the ceremony.
I mean, yeah, that's true. I mean, when you think about it, if you really want to go deep about it, just marriage is a ritual, but still.
But Travis, like you be saying all the time, it's a business arrangement. I think
that too, you get benefit.
I think dating and being in relationships is a business arrangement now too, because I think a lot of people are together. Yeah, because the people just with folks for help, and I ain't really knocking folks because shit hard.
Shit, yeah, and it's getting harder every day.
Yeah.
And crazy. I mean, like, who gonna too much knock somebody? You already spending all this time together, and then both of y'all somewhere paying high ass rent separately, and then y'all be like, "Well, shit, let's just get a 2-bedroom and just live together and split this shit." Yeah, or yeah, I just pay the rent and you pay the utilities. Like, who gonna say no to that?
I promise. Teamwork, baby.
I mean, it's a big risk to take, but I think that's why a lot of people how they are now, like finances.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can see where marriage is like watered now, but
you know,
people just gotta do what works for them.
Yeah, that's this thing, go do what works for you.
Everything's changing. Everybody wants to do their own thing, so just do you. Whatever you want to do. But do not get yourself into debt for love.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking in that episode. Well, don't let love create you debt.
Hell no.
That what it really boiled, like, to really deal with this conversation, really just boiled down to you creating all this debt in a relationship.
Not only debt, you creating
like physical damage to yourself, mentally damaged, because you know some people get hurt. Some people leave a crazy ass marriage. Some people switch up because you know when you marry somebody, sometimes they ain't the person you thought they were.
So, one thing about me, I be ready to leave at any given second.
Hey
so,
man,
so hey, shit. Man.
That's how you gotta be after you get your heart broken a few times. Like you know what?
Ain't about the heart broke. It about the peace. Cause anything that stirred my peace and I had my anxiety up, I can't beat me. And I can't enjoy my peace. It's time for me to skedaddle.
Yeah, because you know your value. Yeah, so man. You know your value. If you bringing somebody peace and they're not bringing peace, yeah, you're right. You have the right to leave. Everybody has the right to leave, but you really got to see who's going to really love you for you.
Yeah,
you see do. On there. Yeah, so a lot of people are scared of love, so people don't even like love. People just want somebody. I don't think
people really like, yeah.
Do you think, I think love is different from back in the day to now.
What is love?
Exactly. Yeah. You got to put a definition on it because
that's some
it's,
overrated it's, ass.
Yeah, shit. Like, yeah. Because what people, what we saw growing up or what we were instilled at is love, that ain't really love. We want to stay by somebody to put you through hell and think something. Hell no. Nah. What is love for real?
We got fucking programmed by Martin and Gina, man. Everybody wanted that relationship. Fucking that old. Shit, man. Yeah, man.
That shit ain't really real though. But like
it ain't real.
People ain't sticking. Like people ain't sticking with motherfuckers now, they. Like, I think for me personally,
love is never enough. Love is the feeling.
Yeah.
And it's never enough. Like.
Cause somebody can treat you like dead shit and say they love you. Somebody can people love people to death every day.
Or somebody can be getting treated like shit and they receiving this shit and they're like, but I just love her or I just love them. How? Yeah. Like I ain't never got it, but I don't think love is enough for a relationship. Because you know, a relationship usually starts before love is actually there.
Yeah.
So I guess we will just program about the word love and that shit doesn't exist. It's all about your character towards that person and how you treat that person every day and being consistent.
Yeah, because you're not draining me or taking from me and that like you disturbing my peace and my happiness, then yeah, I'm gonna fuck with you hard.
Yeah, so, yeah.
That's what I be wanting like.
Yeah.
Especially so, when I done figured out what puts me at peace. I figured out how to create my own happiness and balance so much stuff. A man cannot come disturb it. Cause once you go to disturbing it, you gotta go.
So basically fuck love. I want peace and respect. Okay. That's good.
But with the peace and respect, the love gonna come. Because if you giving me that, eventually I'm gonna grow to love you.
Okay. That's good. Welcome to the Gentile Podcast.
Thank you.
So we were talking about basically what are you gonna do, what are you not gonna do in a relationship that you're gonna save for marriage?
What am I not gonna do? That's kind of hard to say because like for me, I feel like we both should exhibit behaviors that basically qualifies us to say, okay, I can see myself marrying a person because if it's just in you, it's just in you. Like, I'm not going to put on an act because this is how I am 100% of the time. If you're talking about more so about, like, responsibility-wise, like, him taking on my bills and we just dating and stuff like that and all, I don't feel like stuff like that should be a part of the relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like that kind of is basically making me dependent on you before we even get married. And I feel like we both should be self-sufficient. But, you know, it's nothing wrong with, I know me, like I'm the type to, I feel like I always have to put on a cape. So anytime that, you know, my significant other or, yeah, like a partner, like if my partner or significant other, you know, is going through something or whatever the case may be. Like, I know me, I'm just, I have a helpful nature. Like, I feel like I just got to fix it or whatever. So I'm going to always offer, you know, in whatever type of capacity, whether it's monetary, whether it's just me listening to you, whether it's me coming, trying to take the load off, you know, just make it easier for you. But I just, that's a part of my character. So I wouldn't say that I'm going to show you this so you can know that I'm wife ready, because I'm going to do this whether you a friend or, you know, you my potential husband.
Okay. That's good. That's good. That's good. But, yeah, that's a good thing.
But I agree with her on the man taking on your bills and when you just in a relationship or dating, because I had these bills before you got here. And if you leave today, rent still due on the first, and I was paying it on the first.
Next week.
Like, and I just can't get with that. Oh, well, I'm spending time with you, or I'm fucking you, or I'm doing this, I'm doing that. You got to pay all of these. Why? He ain't asking you to pay your damn bills because he doing the same shit with you.
Right.
But if somebody offered to help, I ain't about to turn it down. But I don't think, I still don't want nobody to help pay my rent, because I still believe men follow their money. You're not gonna follow it to live with me because you didn't help pay something.
Man, making an investment.
Pay something else.
Shit. Yeah.
And I think that creates a lot of stress when a man takes on a woman as a responsibility when it's not their wife. And you're just dating or just talking or you're in a relationship. Like, you shouldn't be responsible for a full-grown adult that you haven't made that type of commitment to. Just saying we boyfriend, girlfriend, or we're exclusively dating doesn't mean that I'm responsible for you. And men be out here stressed the fuck out trying to take care of a woman and then just be hollering, oh, but I love her, she loves me. Dude, you killing yourself.
That's why we're talking pack of Newports again.
Shit.
No car.
Yeah, a lot of people around there, they ain't gonna do that traditional shit. But
what is traditional? It's not even, I don't even think it was traditional. It's just what we were taught.
Yeah.
And if we was taught anything different, we would have thought that was traditional. If we were taught that we was supposed to live in separate houses while we married, we would have thought that was normal. But that ain't what we was taught. Like, I don't like the word traditional. I'm still big on doing what works for you and your person, but you know.
That was society said. That was just saying, people were saying the whole traditional, you know, had the picket fence and the dog and the house and the kids and all that. That's what everybody be saying.
That ain't even traditional anymore, because people having kids and not staying with their mates, and now your family that's with the picket fence, the dog, and the house is now blended family, because I might have had a child over here and now my husband or whoever has the child, so we both might have full custody of our kids, and it's going to be a different picture than what was supposed to have been painted. Like, that's why they make other canvases and there's still paintbrushes out here to paint a new picture.
Okay.
Okay.
This is my canvas. Okay.
Go to the net line.
What's up? Oh, the
is social media the only way to love your partner out loud?
No.
So it came from a post I shared on Facebook earlier, and it was a guy. I think it's a guy. It's either a guy or a gay girl. But the post just said, yeah, like I really
both.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, we love all y'all. Disclaimer again.
But it said, I really don't like too private of a relationship. I find it so weird to not love your person out loud. No posts, no flirting in the comments. You don't like or repost their stuff. Little stuff like that always been strange to me. I gotta love you out loud. I don't even want to be friends with the person I'm involved with on social media. I don't even know what social media outlets they got. What their names are on there, or like nothing. Like, I don't even know if this man got social media. Like, and we've been together every day for like 2 weeks. I don't know what he got going on with it. I don't want to do that.
I think that that comes from a standard that they're trying to follow, because if this was, I mean, I'm young, I'm 29, but social media wasn't really a thing for, like, I know Facebook wasn't really a thing, you know, until I got to high school. And the only means of having a public showing, you know, your affection publicly was walking down the highway holding hands, or sitting together at lunch, or he waiting on you for the, before y'all walk into the pep rally or to the game or something. So I feel like the idea of showing your partner off publicly, that's a standard that was set, you know, through social media. Because if we didn't have it,
how would you do it? How is she gonna love them out loud?
Get some matching t-shirts. You know, like, other than that, I mean, it just, I feel like that right there is just contingent on the person and the standard that they're trying to follow. Because me, I said, you know, shoot, until I, when y'all know my next partner, y'all gonna see a ring or something, knowing that, hey, I haven't been off the scene for a while, now I'm gonna pop out married. Because I just don't, you know, people do that, and then it's just like, y'all go through 5 relationships before the year out. You got outside people trying to piece your life together. Like, hey, was she just with him? Now she with him? You know, no.
Yeah, it's all.
And even married, I don't even know if I would want to live my marriage on social media. Like, I feel like loving out loud is equivalent to public displays of affection, and it's like she said. Do it outside. Like, we walking now since we're out of high school and like we doing public things, like it's walking down the street holding hands or walking through the mall holding hands or some stuff like that. Like, I just don't feel like social media gotta see what's going on. People just be wanting, they want validation. Like, they want to post a picture and say blah 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 for everybody to like it, love it, comment up under it and say something. And then wait on you to tag the person in it so they can go to their page to say, oh, let me see how he's talking about her since she always saying this. Like, no, not doing
because
it. I tagged the dude on Facebook one time and he got so many new friend requests.
Oh, hell.
And to me, I just feel like, okay, if your guy, you know, for 7 days a week, we're going to go from Monday to the following week. We're going to go from Sunday to Sunday. And for them 7 days, he just whining and dining you, giving you flowers, doing just random acts of kindness to you all throughout the week. And then Wednesday of that next week come and he don't post you for Woman Crush Wednesday. Does that just negate all the stuff he done did? You know,
for the past
this time.
like that's crazy to me.
I don't want to be posted.
Man, like said, that validation for real.
Yeah. Like, we, and Michael, don't take offense to this, the National Girlfriend Day thing, how people took that and made that about a relationship. The National Girlfriend Day thing really originated from somebody talking about their female friends, a woman talking about their female friends. And everybody done turned it now into, you got to post your girlfriend.
Michael.
Because I went AI? And looked it up.
Yeah.
Hey, I use AI. I don't give a damn, though. All, I hold my girl hand in public anyway. So either way, I do whatever. I'm affectionate, so.
Would have been pissed a nigga post something about me and use AI to figure out the words to say. You needed a fake. Needed a fake, because I didn't even put together that he used AI time seeing Drew coming, and I called that nigga.
I said, "You fucking snitch." I said, "I used 50% of that shit."
Michael, when you seen Drew's comments, you should have deleted Drew comments so quick, so and hope that nobody else see it.
Nah, it was already too late.
I said, "This nigga, huh?"
You could say that, but at the end of the day, I'm always gonna stand by it. So. That's one thing. I'm a genius.
You deleted it though and rewrote it. Did you rewrite it?
I rewrote it because a friend of mine was cursing me out and the public said, delete that. So I did.
Who told you to delete it?
My female friend named Marissa. Oh.
I ain't tell you to delete it. I told you you should have. Once it was up there, it was up there. You did say delete it. I told you to delete Drew come in. I didn't think I told you to delete the whole post. You said you need to delete that.
You said you need to delete that.
I could have swore I said delete Drew.
I even told my girl. Here's my thing. I ain't going to cap about shit and all that shit. If I'm going to be genuine, I'll be genuine. That's one thing.
I did tell you to delete the whole post because Drew put you on blast. I ain't tell you to go repost it again, though.
No, it's all good. It's over now.
It is. Yeah. Don't do that no more.
She laughed. She said, nigga. So it is what it is. But now we ain't going to do that. Hey, y'all. But look, y'all go to ChatGTP, take half of that shit, and just write that shit. I just gave y'all free game.
That's why I got away with words.
I mean, yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, I know what to say. And even if it's a lie, next time pay me and I'll be AI for you.
I'm good. You know, I have a way with words.
Oh, okay.
Had a way with words.
Where Drew at so we can get into this last part?
I don't think he's coming off. He ain't asked the
Nah, he didn't answer it.
Oh, okay. Trev, you sent her the post on the other day with the
when I sent you about the kid, like mom said she need a mental break from the kid and then she couldn't get in contact with the dad and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one to go get into.
Well, what she said was apparently the dad is staying with his girlfriend from what I got from it. And she had asked the daddy could the little girl come stay there. And he said he couldn't say yes because it wasn't his house. So she reached out to the girlfriend and was like, hey, can you let Faith come stay? He said he couldn't say yes because it's your house. And the girlfriend was like, no, she can't come stay. And she basically was saying she didn't want to be responsible for the child. That's what I gathered from it. And everybody was giving her so much backlash. Like, well, not everybody. I was reading comments in the shares and they was like, oh, why be with a man that has kids if you don't want them, and why you want to be with a man that ain't taking care of his kids? But it never said he didn't take care of his kid. My thing was, why wouldn't nobody mad at the man because he didn't have his own place to stay for his child?
I was about to say that shit.
Yeah. No, I said it too. That's the first thing I know.
Hey. But I wanted your opinion on it since Trav said you had a child.
This nigga ain't got no place to go.
Oh, me? Y'all want my
Nah, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought she said Travis. I'm sorry. Okay, so my opinion on that, I agree. I understand her perspective, the girlfriend. I do understand her perspective, but I do not agree with the way that she handled it. I feel like she's entitled to feel how she feel, but at the end of the day, I feel like when you decided to take on a relationship with somebody that has a child, and then now you're basically, we're going to call it playing house because that's really what it is. Really and truly, you accepted that responsibility, you know, when you decided to move him in and you do what he came with, like what they say, a package deal. Mm. But I also feel like as with him being the man, I feel like he should have his own spot, and I feel like the approach that she took to it, that would have kind of made me like look at her a certain type of way, simply because it's like, this is my child or whatever, I'm here with you, and if I'm living here, like, ain't no way you're not gonna tell me if that man was to move out and get his own spot, she wouldn't feel no type of way.
Yeah.
Right, she gonna feel some type of way like got that man moving out. In my opinion, I feel like that. But with the mom, like, I as a mama, like, I understand, you know, and everybody's not strong enough to be able to just work through them emotions. I ain't gonna even say tuck them away because that's not healthy, but everybody's not strong enough to work through them. And I know if I was that man girlfriend, I know if I was in that situation, I'm not gonna lie, I would have told her to come on and drop off. Simply because, that, like, I would hate to reject it, and then the next day, you know, that lady then did something to the baby or herself, you know, because stuff like that happens. And she could be overwhelmed. She could be in a situation to where she felt like, okay, because I'm not gonna lie, I at a point in my life, you know, I thank God I never struggled with my son. Never. I never struggled with him. But there was a lot of times that I felt like, man, God, look, I ain't asked for this. You know, I didn't ask to do this alone or whatever. And, you know, I'm just thankful for what my faith is in the Lord. But, you know, some people don't have that. You know, some people don't know how to work through that and deal with that. So if she's saying, hey, look, I need you to get her because I'm not in the best mental state to care for her right now or whatever. As soon as that lady said no, I feel like he should have got up and dealt.
Yeah. I feel like he should. So I agree with you. She entitled to have her own opinion about it. But I feel like when he knew he couldn't just bring his child there without having to get permission, that's not a relationship you should have been in. They're just somebody you need to just be chilling with. Like, y'all just need to be fucking hanging out. Why are you in a relationship with her? Because that seems like a dead end, pointless relationship. Because after I went back and I read some of the stuff that she said, it's like, okay, you would have been okay. You're saying you would have been okay with this if y'all was married. But me, if I'm dealing with a man and he got kids and he comes saying, well, my baby mama said she can't do this no more and she need a break. Like, they come to stay with us. Oh, okay, when they coming, how long they gonna be here? Or they really don't even matter how long they gonna be here, but when they coming, is she okay? Right. Like, it wouldn't have been like the baby mama reaching out to me. I probably would have reached out to the baby mama and been like, you need us to get them for a little while?
Right! Exactly. That's exactly what I said, because like, how can you pick and choose what you want to say for marriage? So it's okay for y'all to live together before marriage, but it's not okay for him. The fact that y'all live together and he come with a child, it's not okay for y'all to for the baby to come because y'all ain't married. But y'all stay together.
And the way they were saying her name in the messages, it's like she be around a little girl. You just didn't want to stand in your house.
Yeah, I fought him at the end of the day. We talked about it the other day. I like, shit, I still fought him because shit, you a man. And I don't give a damn what the boy down to. You gotta take care of your child.
Yeah, okay.
You had to even get a hotel to get your child to stay in there. You should have got that child.
You gotta do
make
something.
Sure that child was good.
But when the girl said that she was selfish, because I think that's what she said, she was like, "I'm selfish." The dad is selfish too, because you're more concerned about your relationship than your child.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're together, because both of them selfish.
Yeah. And that's crazy. I think he got kids, I think. So shit. Nigga. No, I say some PJ don't need to have kids for real, for real. Yeah. Damn, cause shit, you got your whole way of thinking gotta change. And obviously his ain't changed, because shit, if your baby mama telling she's struggling financially, physically and mentally, and she need help with the child, you ain't trying to do nothing. Make a move.
Yeah, some niggas need to get their mind right before they even get some pussy. That's just sad.
I know.
Even you think about it, no, I'm just saying, though. It's true, though, because some niggas get some pussy and they go crazy. So?
EJ content. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think niggas don't take care of the kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit like that. Like, I don't like that type of shit.
Yeah, because like you say, he ain't got his own place and all that stuff. And once you say that shit, you gotta be like, you know what? I hit you back. Let me go take care of my child. Make sure she's situated.
Yeah,
right.
But like I said,
hope use that situation to get him a something.
It gonna motivate you to break it. So shit, niggas take it as motivation to take it as goddamn. I'm stuck. So he gonna have to make the decision.
Get your own place.
I was just gonna say, if he complacent in his situation, he ain't gonna go nowhere, because she providing a roof. You know, I don't know if he paying bills or what, and he might look at his child as like being a hindrance. So,
that's fucked up.
Some dudes do like that. Look, some dudes do that. You know, that be their mindset.
Yeah.
Because everybody don't want to be a parent. They just end up with a child.
Yep. They're gonna be a sound bug. They're gonna be the sound plug. I ain't gonna use that. They gonna be...
you can use that. You like y'all like the pick and choose that y'all gonna use. I don't even try to. No, I don't. Like, nah, don't say this anymore. But it's okay. But like, I'm glad that because you know I overthink, and I'm glad one of the things I've overthought about was having kids. Because I just play out worst case scenario. And it's just certain stuff I just didn't want to do. Because mental health is important. And like I told y'all earlier, like everything revolves around the kid.
Yeah.
And if you're you don't even really, some people don't even have a chance to just have a mental breakdown and just sit somewhere and be like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like us Oof, single people that ain't got no kids, we got all this time to like just live in our thoughts and think about some stuff and go to therapy and do all this stuff. But with a child, like, they got school, they got to go to the doctor, they might be in sports, then you got to go to work. Like, it's hard to balance. And I be telling my friend, I'm like, you got to make time for yourself. But then I think about it, shit, it's hard to make time for yourself when you got kids because everything revolves around them. Just when you think you finna get an hour by yourself, they wake up with a fever and now you got to go to urgent care or to the pediatrician. Like, yeah. It's hard being a parent, and I think that's probably what I should have told y'all earlier when y'all was like, why you don't want to have kids? Because it's hard.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that I've had conversations with, they'll be like, I love my child, but this ain't how I want to do it, or you know, whatever. And I don't think nobody's ever just had the perfect situation. And then some people have, like, well, we planned this baby and we said we was gonna do this, and then they say, no, the baby's too, and the baby dad don't want to be there no more.
Yeah.
Or your hormones change after you have a child, and you really looking at it, man, like, I don't even like you.
Mm.
And you grow and change every day, and it's like, what I liked 5 years ago when a man, I don't like that now. So now I got a child with you, and you haven't grown, but I've grown, or I didn't grow, and you grew, and now we always tied together because we got this child, and we got to figure out how to make this work, and a lot of people ain't mature enough to co-parent and coexist. So, yeah, having kids is hard. I'm sure it's a great reward in it, but it's still hard.
Yep. Everybody, you really got to put on that mask. You got to make sure your kid's okay and all that. You got to say, if mommy's not okay, if she's upset, then it's going to affect the child. So you got to go ahead and put on that mask and say that everything's okay for your child's sake.
But and even with the daddy, too, like that, people, and I'm not taking away from mothers either, but like kids breed energy and pick up on energy very well. And one thing about these kids, most of the time, like especially with single mothers, them children love them no good ass daddies no matter what. So when they pick up on that daddy got an attitude, now they feel some type of way. Even no matter how much they love their mama, if they know their daddy mad or something wrong with their daddy, they still gonna feel some type of way. So kids' emotions, they like very important.
Well, I don't know now, because shoot, my baby, like,
he probably
defensive over you. Cause my friend, little boy, like he be mad, like, if he pick up on that, his daddy done did something to his mama. But,
that's how my baby is. Like, he know when, like, when I'm sad or, you know, when I'm upset or if his dad done said or did something. Cause we don't argue or nothing like that in front of him, but he'll tell his daddy, like, daddy, be nice to mommy. Or he'll be like, hey, don't say that to mommy. Like, even if it's him raising his voice, you know, like, when we be trying to have, like, the simple conversations or whatever, he was like, daddy, don't do that. You know, like,
so
he do sound like that, y'all, so I be mimicking him. But just trying to have those conversations or whatever, like, he picks up on it. He'll come to my defense, and I be liking that in a sense because I want him to be able to understand and know that, you know, women, and I know he a child, but, you know, women, we more emotional. And then when it comes to our kids, that's a feeling that it's like, even with the other parent, like, you're not going to want nobody to play with their time, like, or how we say, play on their top. Like, even when it comes to your child, like, you're not going to want that. So you're going to be in defense mode at every point, you know, that you feel like they playing with you or whatever. So I know a situation that happened with my baby and his dad. Like, he kept saying, now don't get me wrong, like he normally gets him on the weekends. He was with her for the summer. But this particular day, he was just like, I'm gonna get you. Like, my baby stayed up. We got home from baseball practice. He stayed up. He went in. She said, Mommy, I'm gonna go take my shower because my daddy said he was coming to pick me up and da-da-da, whatever. So we stayed up all night. He took a shower, whatever. It started raining. So he said, hey, when it's back up, I'm coming. I promise. So when he said he promised, you know, that kind of escalated a little bit. That took it to the next notch. Okay, you promise he coming. So it was like when he broke the promise, and my son is six. So he understands that now, if he understands the concept of somebody saying they're going to do something and they don't do it. And he was disappointed. And it's a difference from when you see disappointment in your child's face versus him just upset because he asked for a cookie and he couldn't get it. Like, he was disappointed to where it was like, it broke my heart. Like, it just
the because look on he his was face. Heartbroken.
Yes. And so I'm not gonna lie, I called his dad. I stepped outside and called his dad. And I told him, don't you ever in your life do that, because I've never seen my son has never been in that space to be disappointed, especially not by me. And a lot of the disappointments that I've tried to shield him from regarding his daddy, you know, I can do that at that moment, because he realized when he woke up the next morning that, oh, my daddy didn't come. And that was the first thing he said. Well, Mommy, I thought my daddy said he was coming to pick me up and I stayed up. Or whatever. So it's like stuff like that, it kind of puts you in a, it kind of puts you on a different, like, mama bear mode. And I ain't gonna lie, I seen some daddies, I know some single dads, you know, they're the same way when it comes to the child, to their child's mom. Like, we're not doing no broken promises, we're not doing this, that, and the third. And I know some men that'll be like, no, you're not gonna keep coming around if you can't keep your word, or you can't be your best self for them, or whatever the case may be. I know some men like that. I respect them. You know,
have y'all, and I know I think a little different sometimes, but have y'all ever thought about relationships with kids are just like similar to adult relationships when we dating or doing whatever? Like, we want an explanation. I know as a woman, I want an explanation. I want somebody to explain everything to me. Like, I don't want to be wondering. This how kids are. Her son was left wondering why his daddy didn't come. But it's just like a woman, if a man tell me, oh, we're going to do X, Y, Z, and then all day that day you telling me, oh, we still going to go out, we going to do this. After I get off work, okay, I'm preparing for this. Then I'm sitting around and then you be like, oh, well, you know, it just started raining. When it's slack up, then I'm going to come pick you up, or then we can meet up. And then I'm sitting here waiting and then nothing happens. Now I'm disappointed because why you didn't come? What, you thought you was gonna melt if you stepped out in the rain? You needed some windshield wipers. Your window stuck and it won't go up. Like, why? Kids the same way. I just feel like I'd be thinking about that. Like, they need the same thing that we say we require. Like, we want somebody to be patient with us. We don't want anybody to yell at us. We want good open communication. People need to instill that in their kids, and then maybe we won't have so many fucked up adults, because they still, we are. It's the cycle. We still want the same things.
That's why I don't really get mad about having to explain stuff to mine. Like, now sometimes, you know, if I say go clean your room, he be like, why? You know, hey, look, don't question me. Go clean your room. But if it's stuff like, hey, Junior, we're not going to do that, or we're not going to say this word because that can make somebody feel some type of way, and he say, why? I don't mind breaking stuff down like that, because he's six, and it's like we as adults sometimes forget that they're fresh and brand new, trying to understand things or whatever, and they don't. You know, it's hard for him to grasp. And my baby, like, if 2 + 2 = 4, and you tell him 5, he gonna want you to break down why you feel like it's 5. Like, he gonna say, the first thing he gonna say is, "Well, Mommy, that don't make sense." Like, he wants you to be able to explain it to him, you know, thoroughly for him to get it. And I don't got no problem with that, to be honest. Like, they just let me know he ain't finna just accept any and everything somebody tell me.
I think a lot of parents don't have patience. So they answer to everything is because I said so. Because I know that's how most of the time growing up was.
Yep.
If we asked why, or we didn't even ask why, because we already knew it's because I said so.
These
new generation of kids, they asking questions, and I'm glad they ask questions, because challenge your people, make them give you an answer, because hell, they don't know most of the time. It's just because they said so.
Yeah. And then they, that's true.
But y'all know how I like to end things when I have other stuff going on. I've thoroughly enjoyed y'all. Y'all done got an hour of my time.
I know your birthday coming up. I see you flyer.
Oh yeah. Y'all more than welcome to come to Greenville to my cousin's house. We turned that into a birthday thing. It was, well, I was supposed to go to the beach the weekend of my birthday, but I changed my mind. So I really don't have any plans for my birthday other than us going to cook out for Labor Day and me and Bree's birthday together. So, but yeah, y'all want to come?
Show with?
No, she's from Thompson. Well, family from Thompson, not that Bree though. But y'all more than welcome to come. Y'all want to come to the country, man, you know.
Alrighty. Oh, damn, I'll be out of town.
Well, I wouldn't expect me to come in. Turn the recording off. I wouldn't expect me to come in.
Yeah, right, damn. Well, goddamn. I don't support shit.
That was more of like, probably directed to Trav. Like, not you, Michael. Like,
oh, I apologize.
I'm sorry. You know, you were invited, but it ain't like you. I was expecting you to actually come, but you know.
It's all good.
But anyways, y'all have a good night. I'll talk to y'all next week.
All right.
It's your time to shine, Michael.
All right, people. We appreciate everything.
That's a long hiatus.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you for tuning in with us. We'd like to thank our special guest today. I'm sorry, I forgot your name. How you say it? We're going to cut that part out.
He just said Tree. He's Tree. He just
said Tree. We'd like to appreciate our special guest, Tree. And,
Tree, man, you might.
No, Kyle, I just read something fucked up, my bad. We'd like to thank Tree for joining us today for a very special. I'll tell you anyway after it goes off. We'd like to thank her for joining us today. It was a very good episode. You know what I'm saying? We got more episodes coming. So, and as always, we in the jungle, baby.
I'm gonna put the mucky noise right now.
All right. Yeah, he died from COVID and heart attack.
Hello. Damn. Stop recording.